When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday, junior editor at that website. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hey, I've been wondering, when do you become a senior editor? What do you have to do?
I think you've got to be like the boss. So it's like junior editor for the plebs,
yep,
like me.
Yep.
And then you're the guy who runs it.
What does the boss, like the main guy? I've never spoken to the main guy.
Yeah.
Does he stand at like the top of lots of stairs, or like
you have to kill him Highlander style?
That's what I figured. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah. So just
it's the lore of the
I eagerly plebs. Await you becoming the senior editor of whatever that website is.
Me too. Mm. Happy first day of winter, also.
Thank you.
First day of summer for everybody in our northern hemisphere.
Lucky ducks. No, I hate summer. I hate it.
Do ya?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we talked about that during summer.
Mm.
We swelter
every
away.
Day, yeah.
Every day.
Just
yeah.
Every day I just call you and be like, oh, why? Why? This is your fault somehow.
All right. Straight into the news?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, thanks for the birthday messages, everybody.
You're welcome.
Not you. I expected from you. I know you in person, like in real life. It'd be embarrassing.
So you got plenty?
I got a few from the listeners. It was
nice.
Very nice.
That's good to hear.
I went to a party. It was not a birthday party. It was for something else.
Yeah.
And some people dressed as me. So that's...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
How good is that, right?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good friends. Just having a laugh, yep. You know?
At my expense.
Yes.
Love it. So yeah, it's been good. But other than that, nothing much has been happening.
All right, then.
Winter.
All right. Oh, winter.
I just hate it. You know what? I hate all seasons, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Spring, you get the... You know, that's maybe we're not getting
it. Okay. Right.
Okay. We're here for the news, Mason. We're here for comic book style news and reviews.
Yep.
Josh Brolin, you may have heard, has been cast as the voice of Thanos.
Oh, there you go.
In Guardians of the Galaxy first, and then Age of Ultron. So he's going to make an appearance in Age of Ultron.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a bit spoilery.
Yes.
Great.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
it was in the official announcement.
Okay, yeah,
or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he'll do a bit of mocap or whatever, but as far as we know, it's just voice.
Hmm.
I'd like to see him do them, like to put some Brolin-esque kind of features on Thanos.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd work, don't you think?
And also, you want to see him in with the ping pong balls, right?
Yes,
in
I do.
Ping pong ball suit. Just looking all undignified.
Nobody looks good in that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Be like, oh, I've been in Oscar-nominated movies. Why is this happening?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, because I think we talked about it before, apparently he's in a big floaty chair in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how he'd fit into Age of Ultron, though. Maybe he'd turn up to steal an Infinity Gem at some point.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. While everybody's indisposed.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you know...
It's sitting in a picnic basket.
Yes.
Tony Stark's like, I'll just leave it in this picnic basket. It'll be fine. Yeah. And then, yoink.
Gone.
Yoink.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanos is the one, he's the bear who wears the tie, right?
That's the one.
That's
yeah.
the one, yeah. Okay,
he's got the little bear with him.
Yeah, the little bear with him. Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, he's no stranger to comic book movies, though. He was, of course...
Jonah Hex.
He was Jonah Hex. I was going to say...
That's
up,
it?
No, I was going to say he was up for the role of Batman.
Oh, okay.
He would have been a pretty
Instead,
good
he took
Batman.
Jonah Hex.
He did. Yep. Yeah, good for him.
He stole that picnic basket.
He sure did. I was going to say he was in History of Violence, but that wasn't him. That was Viggo Mortensen.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Good casting decision. I'm happy with it.
Absolutely.
Not so good for the guy who played him in the post-credits Avengers scene.
But, you know, what are the odds? That was just a big guy who was walking past the studio at the time, right? Surely.
I guess, yeah. It's all swings and roundabouts, you know? Mm-hmm. It's all ups and downs
yep.
for Hollywood. All right. Bleeding Cool have reported,
mm-hmm.
Mason, you're familiar with Bleeding Cool, that Marvel are intending to put the Fantastic Four comics on hiatus. So including the Marvel Universe and the Ultimate Universe. So they'll still appear, but in other runs.
Oh, interesting.
Like the Inhumans and the Avengers and things like that. And apparently the reason behind this is that, well, they pretty much promote 20th Century Fox's films with X-Men comics and Fantastic Four comics.
Right, okay.
So they're like, we're going to put a halt on it for a few years.
Uh-huh.
Damage the brand or whatever.
Great.
And then maybe if they get the rights back, maybe they'll or when the movies kind of fade away.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because there've been some really good Fantastic Four storylines in the last couple of years. So
sure. People love that Ultimate Fantastic Four as well, don't they?
Yeah.
People read it sometimes, don't they?
I guess.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, that's quite bizarre.
Mm.
Okay, but all right. If that's their strategy.
Sure. I mean, because they can, Fox can.
I mean, it sounds like a bit of bloody big business over create the magic of creativity, if you ask me. How many magical stories do the Fantastic Four still have to say, you know?
Who knows? Yeah. So many amazing gems.
I wonder what Stan Lee has to say about this.
He's probably excited or not excited.
I bet he's excited
or
about
unaware.
It. Yeah, that's probably it, yeah.
But yeah, well, because as we know, they can indefinitely make X-Men and Fantastic Four movies until they decide not to.
Correct.
So I guess that's... Mm.
Until the profits run out.
Yes.
And then they'll let them have it again.
They'll make a TV show.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess Marvel is trying to kill their profits as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
Yeah.
Bit cynical.
Bit cynical. Mm. But hey, swings and roundabouts.
Speaking of Stanley, somebody pointed me to a cracked thing that apparently this might be a... The theory is that Stan Lee is the Watcher.
Who sent that?
Might have been Boones. Was it friend of the show, Cameron?
Might have been Boones.
Yeah,
Boones had a good theory about the X-Men.
We can't talk about it though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because it's
point.
Spoilery.
Good
it's point. Too spoilery. We'll wait a couple of weeks, then we'll.
Thanks, Boones.
Yeah, but that he's Uatu the Watcher.
Yeah,
he's observing, because he observes, but he never interferes.
That's a really good point.
But also, he is quite oblivious in a lot of cases.
Isn't there a bit where he's going to fall, he saves like a kid from a falling rubble in one of the Spider-Man movies or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe. All right, cool. Good.
Great theory, though.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Oh, it was Aaron. At McFazza.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
McFazza. Good name.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we know that, of course, Edgar Wright has departed Ant-Man.
Boo.
Yeah, boo indeed. Well, apparently he wasn't happy because they made some script changes on him and whatever. And, you know, the thing behind it is, why would they hire Edgar Wright? Why would they hire Edgar Wright if they're not going to use Edgar Wright?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of, you hire Edgar Wright to make an Edgar Wright film. You don't hire him to, there's a name to put out a movie. Do you know what I mean? Because I wouldn't say he's not incredibly well known.
No.
But he makes a specific style of film.
He's not incredibly well known, and a lot of things with his name attached haven't necessarily gone that well.
No.
Like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Didn't do well at all, as far as I know.
No, it didn't.
And that was one of those films where it was released in America and it wasn't particularly popular, and then I think they delayed the release around the world. Everybody else just downloaded the torrents.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then by the time it actually got to, say, here, everybody had seen it already.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly it. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, you're hiring Edgar Wright because you want an Edgar Wright style story.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
that's weird.
Apparently not. They made some revisions behind his back and whatnot, which is strange, since he has been on board since 2006. But now that it's due out next July, so it's like a bit over a year away, they're frantically scrabbling for a... Scrabbling. They're playing Scrabble. To get a new director. Who the winner gets the movie.
It's a new upcoming director, triple word score.
I hate Scrabble. Mostly because I can't read or spell. So, you know,
yep.
It's tough for me.
Mm.
Adam McKay, he directed Anchorman.
Yep.
He was in talks,
uh-huh.
But he's officially dropped out. He said on Twitter, he's like, yeah, I've got some other stuff I want to do, so
uh-huh.
I'm not really interested. I think he would have done an okay
job. Wouldn't that have slid far
Probably
too far into comedy?
Yeah, you're right.
Did he direct, what was the basketball one?
Semi-Pro.
Yeah.
I think he did, yeah.
That wasn't very good though, was it?
I didn't enjoy it. No. Did you see Anchorman 2?
No.
I expected very little from it, so I was like, this is
okay,
all right.
I'll get to it.
It was better. It was way better than I thought it would be.
Because on the one hand, if Adam McKay directed it, it may fall too far into kind of self-parody and just comedy as opposed to superhero films. But Semi-Pro was essentially a basketball film with a couple of jokes in it. So, mixed bag, ultimately, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say about him. Yeah, well, I'd imagine like a lot of the action sequences they're already mapped out. Mm-hmm. I would say it's pretty much ready to go. Aside from
the actual
filming.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say they just need somebody to kind of guide it.
At
this point, I don't think they really... Well, not that they don't care who, but just get whoever.
Would you say that the the humour of Joss Whedon is quite similar to Edgar Wright.
Yeah, I would say so.
So that's interesting,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, because I would have said the only reason they would want to make script changes is perhaps to make it more Whedon-esque, because, you know, he sort of set the tone with the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, maybe they're taking a new direction.
Mm.
Who's to say?
Remains to be seen. Mm. But anyway, but we've got a couple of other names. We've got Rawson Marshall Thurber. He did We Are the Millers.
You're just saying syllables now, yes, aren't you? I am. Are you having a stroke?
I am. He did We Are the Millers, or We're the Millers. I didn't see that one, but I saw the bit where a guy gets bitten on the balls by a spider in
Fantastic.
The trailer.
Yep.
I heard that was not that good, the movie.
Abby Rad's like, we need more balls biting. More balls biting in our films.
So Jason Sudeikis, I like that guy. But and the other one was Ruben Fleischer, who did Zombieland.
Okay.
So I think out of those two, I'd rather the Zombieland guy.
Yep.
But hey, remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. I'm still really bummed about this.
Me too, yeah. Oh, maybe it's a funny April Fool's joke.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, I know, right?
They got us.
Mm.
New Daredevil, though, Mason.
Okay.
For the Netflix 13 series episode of Daredevil, due out next year at some point.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Cox. You familiar with Charlie Cox?
Is he in Boardwalk Empire?
He is in Boardwalk Empire. There's a beautiful picture of him smiling.
Oh, he is looking beautiful. Look at that hair. Okay.
He was up. I don't watch Boardwalk Empire. Do you watch Boardwalk Empire?
I have in the past, but I've dropped off a little.
Okay.
Because there's too many other shiny things.
There are a lot of shiny things
on
television.
There?
Yeah. He's also, what I know him from most though is Stardust. You've seen Stardust?
I've seen it. Yeah, okay.
Matthew
yeah.
Vaughn Stardust, who did
Is he the protagonist in Stardust?
He is.
With the long hair.
With the long hair.
Oh,
yeah.
He is a beautiful man.
Yeah.
With a beautiful mind, presumably.
That's it. Because at the start, he's got kind of that bowl haircut, and then Robert De Niro gives him the beautiful hair.
That's right.
In it. That's a fantastic movie.
Mm.
Many movies have tried to Princess Bride, the Princess Bride, since the Princess Bride, that's the closest it's come.
Yep.
Since then, that's if you haven't seen it, go and see it. And also, there's a blonde guy in it who is kind of like his equivalent. Not equivalent. He's kind of a minor antagonist in it, and it's Henry Cavill.
There
in
you
a
go.
Blonde wig
yep.
and a little
okay.
tweedly moustache.
There you go, yeah.
So yeah.
Side note: I was dressed as the Dread Pirate Roberts for most of last night.
Were you really?
No context. Doesn't matter.
Just at home.
Yep.
Cleaning the house.
Pretty much.
Cool.
That's how I do it. That's how I'm comfortable.
So yeah, I mean, a lot of people were aiming for, well, they wanted the guy from Dexter.
Oh yeah,
I think he would have been really good, but maybe they thought they want someone younger to get the kids in, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's like 42,
and he's quite Ben Affleck, so maybe it's too similar. To
yeah,
the
yeah.
One. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. I'm excited for this Daredevil.
Me too.
Series,
yeah,
though, yeah.
Mm.
I'm super pumped.
Yeah,
pumped. Maybe they'll get Edgar Wright.
Oh, maybe.
let's just have a drink. We've earned it.
Mm-hmm. First day of winter drinking eggnog.
Yeah, it's not eggnog. It says egg flip. We talked about
thing.
This.
It's the same thing.
Eggnog is bullshit. I don't know why anybody drinks it.
You've crossed the line. Anyway, continue.
Last bit of news. Just very.
Anyway, I'm positive about that Daredevil.
Me too.
Yeah,
and it remains to be seen who will get cast for the other three series as well. Mm. Your Jessica Jones and your Luke
Probably
Cage.
Probably us.
Yeah,
right?
Wouldn't that be good? Yep. You'd make a great Luke Cage.
Thank you.
Cliffhanger is getting a reboot.
Oh. That's my John Lithgow. Anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the who's going to be the star?
I have no idea. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where they'll get like a kind of minor kind of action hero guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, like they kind of got Colin Farrell for Total Recall.
Yeah, okay.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Would they get Colin Farrell? What if they get... They'll get Colin Farrell again,
sure,
surely.
Why not? Or maybe they'll Carl Urban it because he did Dread.
Yeah,
and Stallone did the other Dread.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, who cares?
What if they get Michael Caine? Because Michael Caine did Get Carter and then Stallone did that reboot of Get Carter.
Flip the switch. Love it.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought there was another rock climbing movie. Do you remember Vertical Limit with Chris O'Donnell?
Absolutely, I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the spiritual sequel in many ways because that was also about climbing a mountain.
Yeah, yeah. That film was so terrible and I think we saw that film together.
We did.
That people were, and you know, Australians generally are quite reserved at the cinema.
Yeah.
But it was one of those movies that's so bad that people just started heckling and people would just applaud the heckles. It's like, it was pretty great.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go check it out.
Mm, don't.
And the other one is Roland Emmerich or Emmerich. I don't even know how to say that one. Whatever. The guy does 2012 and Independence Day and The World is Being Frozen, Help Us, Jake Gyllenhaal. All those ones.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Uh-huh.
What's that one called? Day After Tomorrow.
Mm.
Where they outrun the cold. I haven't seen it, but I've seen that scene where they outrun the cold in the corridor. The cold's chasing them.
Sure, I remember that, yeah.
He's rebooting Stargate. He did the original Stargate.
Yep.
Now he's going to make it again, a trilogy.
Was there a Stargate 2?
There was.
Oh, they're going to make it a trilogy. Okay.
Yeah. like a new trilogy.
Has he forgotten the millions of Stargate series that happened in between the movie and now?
Apparently, yes.
Because they were pretty good.
Well, yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. What I've seen, it's good. It's got Richard Dean Anderson.
Correct.
It's got not James Spader.
Yep, it's got that guy.
Yeah. Mm. It's all of that.
I saw him at a convention. This was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When I went to convention.
James Spader or not James Spader?
No, the not James Spader guy.
Yeah.
And he's very nice and charming, and he's, you know, he's a cool guy, and he's got a lot of funny stories.
Does he wear glasses in real life?
No.
Cool.
And it was good. The experience was fun because, like, he was had a kind of a Q&A session, and yeah, most people are like, you know, oh, you know, what, do you guys play pranks on the set and blah, 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 you know, that yeah, kind of thing. And you have lots of funny stories about Richard Dean Anderson or whatever. But there are a couple of people who cannot distinguish between him and his character. And they're like, so when you were in the wormhole, you were escaping, there was the gods, and they were going to do, then how did you escape? What, there's a, and you're like, and there's, and somebody would ask a really long involved question about, you know, how they escaped the situation when clearly the Stargate couldn't be dialed to a certain location and blah, blah, blah. And he'd just be like, good? It's pretty great.
Why would he know?
No, exactly. I mean, he had a lot of, I think as a sci-fi series actor, you have to pick up a lot of these things.
Yeah,
in your
absolutely.
Ass a lot of the time. But yeah. Boy,
man,
you got limits.
There's levels of fandom, isn't there?
There really is, yeah.
There certainly is, yeah. So, I mean, I think the reason they're doing this, though, is because you're getting Guardians of the Galaxy, we're getting a Stargate. Not Stargate, we're getting Star Wars and whatever. They're talking about...
Are we getting Star Wars? Are we getting new Star
Believe
Wars?
Believe it, Mason.
Wow. And you'd think I would have heard about that.
You'd think that. And the other, and we're getting a new Farscape as well. I think people are thinking this is the time to...
I thought for an instant there you were going to say we're getting new Farside, like new Farside cartoons.
Imagine.
From Gary Larson. That'd be
Does he still
good.
Do those?
No, he quit.
Is he dead?
Don't know.
Yeah. I like the one where the cow's there. It's a scenario that's kind of familiar to the real world, but it plays out in the animal kingdom.
Absolutely.
You seen that one?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good one, isn't it?
No, he's a good guy. Mm.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
All right. Well, Mason, speaking of Star Wars, which you, well, this is news to you, so this is, sorry for springing this on you. Last week we talked about, talking about new Star Wars stories that we want to see.
Yeah.
Not specifically spin-off movies, but mostly spin-off movies.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
I've got a list here of things that I want to see, and following on from that, I've got a list of things that
I want to see. Yes, you got it in my mind, and you learned them somehow.
That people have written in and said, look, I really want to see, you know, this, this, and this I've got. Uh-huh. Well, so we'll do ours, not okay. Because they're more important. But
wow.
At
wow. Yeah. Who's got the podcast?
Well, some people wrote in and I'm like,
Who else has a podcast?
Good question.
Everybody. All of our listeners have a podcast. Pretty much. At this point. Everyone we know. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because some of the ones got set in. I was like, oh, fuck. I should have said that one. Right. That's a good one.
You can claim them as your own.
I know.
You can just send an angry email back like, oh, yeah, I thought of that one, idiots. Yeah. But you don't, because you've got honour.
That's right. I do.
Yeah.
Do you want me to kick it off, or do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, kick it off, because my iPad has just stopped loading for a second.
Oh, good.
I blame your Wi-Fi, to be honest.
How dare you? Mm. My Wi-Fi is the best in all the land. Yeah, I've talked about this one before, so I just want to get this one out of the way. So I'm sorry for always bringing it up. Mm-hmm. But I want to see a Shadows of the Empire movie.
Okay.
Right? Which, for those people who don't know, and I'm sorry for talking about this again, so I'll keep this brief.
Uh-huh.
It's a book that came out in like the mid-90s. It's written by Steve Perry. And it's set between Star Wars Episode 5 and 6. Uh-huh. So Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So you've got Han Solo frozen in carbonite. You've got Luke, Leia, Chewie, Lando, and another guy called Dash Rendar, who is effectively Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing...
Was it Steve Perry?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Steve Perry's a musician though, right?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me check.
I think you're thinking of Timothy Zahn.
But he did the Thrawn trilogy.
Ah, okay. Maybe you're right then.
Hang on, let me check.
Yeah, Steve Perry's the lead singer of Journey.
He's got many skills. Yeah, written by Steve Perry.
All right, fine.
In your he's fucking face.
He's multi-talented.
I don't think
it's
the
fine.
Same guy. Let me
no,
check.
No, it is definitely the same guy, right?
Doesn't look like the same
Steve
guy.
Steve Perry, also the lead singer of the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. So, a lot of strings to his bow, that guy. Let's assume it's the same guy.
Okay.
It's the lead singer of Journey, and he also writes Star Wars novels. Or he did until I cancelled the expanded universe. Now he's probably disillusioned.
So yeah, basically it's it involves a criminal organization called the Black Sun.
Uh-huh.
I think it might be called the Black Sun. I read it a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
But I used to read it every year for like many, many years. And a guy called Xizor, or Xizor, however you want to pronounce it. X-I-Z-O-R, I think it's pronounced. He's like this reptilian alien guy who's got these kind of pheromone powers that he can seduce sexy women or just regular women, but he doesn't do that because, you know.
Be weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically it's you know, Luke and Leia and Chewie and Lando are going to the Black Sun to help to find Han Solo to get him back from Boba Fett before he can deliver him to Jabba's palace.
Uh-huh.
And even though you know how this stuff, a lot of it plays out.
Right.
It talks about like the aftermath of how Luke's like psychologically damaged after having his hand cut off Vader. And, you know, spoiler alert for all this, by the way. And, I mean, that movie's incredibly old and but whatever. And how he's adjusting to his new prosthesis, you know, his hand and whatever. And it's got a whole lot of familiar characters. What I find with the expanded universe that's set after...
It's got Luke Skywalker's robot hand. That's a new character.
That's right.
We've learned to love.
Yeah, what I find with a lot of the expanded universe that's set after the movies is that they introduce a whole lot of characters that you can't mentally picture.
Right.
Or you don't know who they are or what they've done before because you haven't read all the other books. So if you read one that's set like even 5-10 years down the line, there's a whole lot of people that you just don't know.
Right.
But this one, it feels like a Star Wars movie within a... set between the Star Wars movie. And I remember George Lucas said at the time, oh, if I could have made this at the time, I would have, or whatever, which is bullshit.
Oh, of course,
it's a marketing thing or whatever. But yeah, that was a big deal at the time, because there was a tie-in video games, and there was a soundtrack released, and a whole lot of action figures and whatever. And that was very much to test the waters to see whether people were interested in the new Star Wars trilogy, which they were, and then they weren't.
Oh boy, and how?
So yeah, look, I think it's got a really interesting Luke Skywalker, because when he becomes a Jedi and whatever, and he's all kind of, he's got it all together. He's less interesting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But he becomes more of a background character.
Yeah, that's it.
Which is good.
That's it. So look, you couldn't really make it properly, because you'd have to either recast everybody or do it with CGI or do the digital facelift, which is terrible. We talk about that all the time, it seems. But it's a story that I'd love to see, even maybe in animated form.
Or
you could even do it, you could set a movie in that time and not have the main characters in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have like Boba Fett escaping bounty hunters, because part of that story as well, because there was a tie-in, there's a whole lot of merchandise that ties in.
For Star Wars merchandise.
Believe it.
This is just me being, this episode is just me being incredulous at really obvious things. It's like Star Wars merchandise? Like a lunchbox?
There's a tie-in comics.
Yeah.
By Dark Horse, I assume. And some of them follow, Boba Fett going across the galaxy, and all these other bounty hunters are converging on him to get Han Solo.
Right.
Because he's worth so much.
Yeah.
And
as a doorstop, if nothing else.
That's right, exactly. So it's great. And it ties into a whole lot of other stuff. Like there's the Tales of the Bounty Hunter books, and I'll talk about that probably a bit later.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a story that I will really want to see that I will never see.
But you know what, James? Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
Were you waiting for me to...
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty much not...
You're waiting for me to take a breath.
Yep. I've not been listening for the last couple of minutes. Just waiting for you to say that, and then bam, I'm in.
So, yeah. Have you read that book?
No, I thought about it a lot of times, but then I never got around to it.
Look, if you're not a big Star Wars fan, like more of a casual fan, it's the best Star Wars book to read.
Yeah.
Because you recognize everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Luke Skywalker's grandson is this.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a robot.
And there's a lot of Luke Jr. and all that, and you're really confused as to who's who. Jason Solo, yeah. But he's a very striking design. I do remember that character, Prince Shizor.
Yeah.
Very okay, that would definitely work well.
That's it. He's a Fourline.
Oh.
I know too much about Star Wars.
Yeah.
I should preface this whole thing by saying this is like the first thing I really found out a lot about. Like, I liked Ninja Turtles and Voltron, whatever, but Star Wars was the first thing where I got really kind of really into it.
Uh-huh.
And from that, like, I've kind of went into reading other comics and movies and whatever. But this is what started everything for me, which is bad or good. I don't know.
No, it's good. When was the last time you reread these?
Do
you think they'll hold up to scrutiny?
4 years ago, maybe.
Okay, well, that's all right.
I went to get the audiobook, but it's only a condensed version.
Oh, okay,
so
right.
I'm like,
not worth it.
Nah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Best film ever.
You can't, that's not, you've, no.
No?
Don't try to shoehorn that in.
You got one?
How about, and somebody on Twitter, and I'll find it. Somebody on Twitter suggested this, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. The Dark Forces saga.
Absolutely.
I got video that one game. Here too.
Yeah, was it from Nathan F?
Probably.
Because he sent an email. Might be a different guy.
Let me tell you. It was Evan Davis.
Okay, cool. So I got it from a couple of people. This is actually one I had down as well.
Well.
On my own accord. You obviously love this Dark Forces game.
I love the Dark Forces games. Jedi Knight.
Yep.
Dark Forces. Was there another one?
It was Dark Forces, Jedi Knight, and then there
Jedi
was
Knight 2.
And then there was Jedi Outcasts.
Or
Jedi Academy. No, I can't remember what order they were in.
But
they're all good.
Yeah, they're all good. And we get a Han Solo-esque character.
Yeah.
He's sort of a blend, and I think that was probably the plan from the outset.
Absolutely.
He's sort of a blend of Han Solo and Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, well, he starts off as not a Jedi in the first game.
Correct, yes.
And then he evolves into that
game. Towards the end, somebody's like, oh, the Force is strong within this one kind of thing.
Oh, that's
right.
They
always are.
Yeah.
There's very few people in the Star Wars universe where the Force is not strong within them, have you noticed?
Yeah.
It's pretty much...
They can't seem to distinguish someone being, like, pretty good and lucky.
Yeah.
Compared to...
You'd feel like you got pretty short shrift in the Star Wars universe if you weren't strong in the Force.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn it, everybody else can do that.
Then again, you could
everybody else can pull down a Star Destroyer out of orbit. Why can't I do it?
You can always just inject yourself with midichlorians.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, heaps of midichlorians right in there.
It's fine.
Yeah, it was. What can we talk about? Well, Catan was his name. Yeah.
What I think's really interesting about him, and you just touched on this,
yes,
was that a lot of the Jedis we see, and this includes Luke Skywalker, they're boring, generic,
yes,
androgynous monk men.
Correct.
And they're not all men.
Yeah.
Or even human, but that's the way they come across.
It's weird that Star Wars set this tone of like, if you're a Jedi, you wear the weird brown and beige robes.
And it doesn't make sense. And Red Letter Media pointed this out, because Obi-Wan wears that when he's hiding on Tatooine.
Because he lives in the desert.
Why would that be the official Jedi robe?
Right.
And then he goes out and he wears that when he's hiding.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's a massive oversight.
Yeah.
I like the idea that just wear what you want.
Yeah.
Smart casual.
Smart casual. Yeah, exactly. Nice polo shirt.
Yeah.
Nice some chinos. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, why is his name just Ben Kenobi? Look, why change it? Why? I guess you would be looking for somebody who changed his name a whole bunch.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah. So, you'd be like, no one's that stupid.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Jedi Knight, but he's nuanced and he has a character arc.
That's it.
And he falls to the dark side and then
he comes back.
Also, what I would like, it's good because we could see Luke Skywalker as an older, we could have Mark Hamill. We'd have to de-age him a little bit.
Yeah.
But we could have him as the mentor figure in the background, because he does meet and train with Kyle.
He does. And I think Kyle becomes a Jedi council member as well.
Yeah.
I think Nathan said.
And what I would also like about it is because it would be kind of a sidequel.
Yeah.
It would be set, because it's set, the first one's set just before episode 4.
Yeah.
And then sort of just after.
Yeah.
And then I think Jedi Knight is set just after
Return of Jedi.
So it would be good in that I do like a sidequel. I do like seeing what's happening behind the scenes kind of thing. Also, I would like to see the production design. Like, they'd have to 70s it up,
I think.
Totally. And early 80s it up.
Yeah.
Because if you recall, the prequels were super awful, but what I did enjoy about them is that, especially towards episode 3, the production design, they sort of acknowledged that it was melding into the main ones.
And
like the sets and stuff started becoming more 70s.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite fun. And I
agreed.
Think
that'll
be really good. If
totally.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What I also liked about him, though.
Also, sweet force lightning.
Yeah.
Name a good guy who can do force lightning. You can't. Just him, mate.
I think Luke can do it in the books, but it's green.
What?
Doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all. Right.
So, yeah. But I also like about him, and you could... I want to talk about the Force Unleashed games in the same kind of vein as this. You familiar with the Force Unleashed
Absolutely.
Games? They're not great games.
No.
But the first one in particular has a really good story
uh-huh.
and a really good character. His name's Galen Malek or Galen Marak or something. I can't remember his name.
Uh-huh.
The guy who plays him has been in Smallville or whatever. He's a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And he's great in those games. It's all mo-capped and whatever.
Did they deliberately do that or did they rip him off?
No, they got him.
Oh, okay, right.
And
good.
Like the actual actor.
Right.
To do it. I can't remember his name. Someone's screaming at me. But he's great. But you could still use him as well, because the Dark Forces, not Dark Forces, the Force Unleashed game, the first one is set before episode 4.
Yep.
And Darth Vader's got, have you played it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you know, Darth Vader's got this secret apprentice.
Uh-huh.
And he has this journey from the dark side to the light side or whatever. But the good thing about him and Kyle Katarn is they're not at times good or evil. Like, you can just kind of be a neutral-ish Jedi.
Yeah, you can be a human being.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes God does good things and sometimes does bad things.
That's right. Why do you have to be the worst guy ever, the best guy ever? Why can't you make that call at the time? And I know it's the thing that the power seduces you or whatever, but why can't you just be a guy who could just kind of keep it in check?
Right, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's what's good about those characters. But also, I don't like those games because it's just like hitting someone with a glowing stick.
Yeah, exactly. There's no slicing and dicing.
In the second one, they do it more, but it's not done well.
Yeah.
Those games are such wasted potential.
Hey, side note, because I looked up Dark Forces because it's been a long time between drinks.
Yeah.
Me and Dark Forces. So I looked it up on the Star Wars Wiki.
Yeah.
And over here, it's got recent wiki activity, like all the stuff people are editing and whatever. Top one, unidentified Bakuran astromech droid. So we're talking about fandom. Somebody's like, there's a whole page on this unidentified droid, astromech droid.
We should do an episode on him.
Yeah, boy.
Man.
Yep.
Astromech of the R2-D2 ones.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
We're good at Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the one in Star Wars at Jedi Knight Jedi Academy.
Oh,
so
okay.
It all comes together.
It all comes together.
Unidentified astromech droid.
You know what's really interesting about those games as well? The second one in particular, Dark Forces 2, that was the first time they'd filmed anything Star Wars live action since the movies. Mm. The first time there was a live action lightsaber.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all those cutscenes are... And I remember the real people. I remember the time that just blowing me away.
Yeah, absolutely.
That they'd actually gone and filmed more Star Wars.
Yeah.
The game probably doesn't hold up as well as I remember it, but I played that game to death.
Yeah, yeah.
I could still play that game and maybe be okay at it.
The multiplayer was fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Great weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we go. Anything else we want to say about those things?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
This next one is actually from my brother recommended this.
Uh-huh.
My younger brother.
Oh, who well. Just... Ugh.
He's more of a Star Wars guy.
That's true.
Than probably even me, I would say. But he recommended something, and I'd never heard of this, to me yesterday. I messaged him.
Is it possible he's made it up?
No, I checked. Okay. I double checked it. It's called Wraith Squadron, uh-huh. Right? And it's about this kind of ragtag group, this team that Wedge
Antilles...
That's
the best kind of team, a ragtag
you know
team.
It, that Wedge Antilles puts together. You're familiar with Wedge Antilles. He's the only pilot to survive all Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
By the way, they asked to get that actor back. And he's actually the uncle of Ewan McGregor. That's a true story.
What?
True story.
That's
he's like
great.
This British actor.
Uh-huh.
And he's like... They tried to get him back for episode 3. He's like, come back and play... And, cause the
3 or 7.
Three,
okay.
Sorry.
Yep.
Well, no, both. But initially they asked him to come back to 3 because there's a guy called Antilles who's... I can't believe I know this. That R2-D...
I can believe you know this.
Who's R2-D2's droid. And they mentioned that in Star Wars Episode 4. It's like our last master was Captain Antilles.
Right.
No relation. But they're like, do you want to come back and play this guy? And he's like, well, they're not related.
Yeah.
And no, because I hate Star Wars.
Right.
He even recommended to Ewan McGregor not to do it, because he's like, it'll ruin your career.
Wow, okay.
And then, anyway, they asked...
P.S., Ewan, can I borrow some money once you do these?
And they asked him back for episode 7 recently to reprise Wedge Antilles.
Yep.
And he's like, no.
Wow, okay.
Not a chance.
Wow.
So, yeah, he must really hate Star Wars.
Yeah, well, they offered him a really low amount of money.
That's probably it.
How much, if you were Wedge Antilles...
That's
the actor's name.
Yeah.
He legally changed his name to Wedge Antilles. How much money would you want to go back to?
$100,000.
Okay, yeah. That's reasonable.
That's fair, isn't it?
That's definitely fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you wouldn't be a main character.
No.
But anyway, so he puts together this squadron called the Wraith Squadron. And it's
I would have called it the Wedge Squadron.
Sure. Makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But as I said, it's
the Wedges.
The Wedges, yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's a group of misfits. But they've all got specific skills.
Uh-huh.
And so they're not...
Nunchuck skills.
Bow staff skills.
Escape artist skills. Yep.
Pretty much, yeah.
All of which are useless in a star fight.
But here's the thing, though. The combination of their skills amount to a really good team. It's kind of like the Moneyball of X-Wing teams. Do you know what I mean?
Can you give me a different reference than Moneyball?
Moneyball, they get a whole lot of different baseball players with specific skills and they put them together. So
you say the Ocean's 11 of...
Sure, fine.
Reference.
It's the fucking Ocean's
11. The Moneyball.
Moneyball made money and was Oscars.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's the Moneyball of X-Wing.
Great.
Films, right?
Sure.
But also they're a land-based team. So after they do a bombing run or whatever, they can then land their craft and do a ground-based mission, which no other team can do. So it's interesting from that perspective. There's a particular story that I was reading about where they take over an Imperial ship and they pose as the crew for a period of time and whatever. It's really, really good. It's part of that, X-Wing book series. I think it's like book number 5 or something.
Uh-huh.
But I'll probably check it out or I'll forget. You know?
That sounds like fun. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
And if we're talking, when you're saying there's going to be a Star Wars film, then there's going to be a spin-off, then there's going to be a Star Wars film. Okay.
Yes.
That would be an excellent spin-off, I think.
Agree.
Because that's a fun romp.
Yes,
it is. And it doesn't have to, I feel with the Star Wars, the main ones are going to have to be all tied into the same continuity and there's going to be a big overarching story and whatever. So it'd be nice to have some fun, unrelated kind of things.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you're on board.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And thank you to my brother for messaging me after I messaged him.
Sure. That's family, all right?
It sure is. You got one?
Can we talk about, what about Tales of the Bounty Hunters?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, that's another, if we're talking about kind of fun, I love my fun romps, you know
you
that.
Love, I know you love a fun romp.
But I think that would, Tales of the Bounty Hunter, was that a series of unconnected short stories?
No, some of them were connected, some of them weren't. They were basically, they were all set around Empire Strikes Back when they're going to find the Millennium Falcon. Because basically, for those who don't know, there's a if you've watched Empire Strikes Back, which every person on the planet has, there's a scene where Darth Vader assembles a group of bounty hunters, and I know all of them by name, and I shouldn't. And he's like, go and get the Han Solo. Don't kill anybody.
Right.
You sons of bitches. Get out there. And each of those guys has a story. And some of them are, like, they all touch on that time period.
Bossk.
IG-88. All of those ones. Yep. But they're all set, like, before and after or whatever. Some of them, they go into their backstory. I know Boba Fett's, they do a little bit. And I think Boba Fett's even goes well into the future. After the Sarlacc.
Then another benefit of the Dark Forces story is we'd see Kyle Katarn fight Boba Fett.
Yes.
So that would be good.
That would be amazing.
Because that's the Han Solo versus Boba Fett fight we never saw.
No.
Because ultimately in Return of the Jedi, he just hits him with a stick or whatever.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
That's what I love about that character. Yep. He wasn't. They built him up as this. I think fans built him up more than more than the movies did.
Absolutely.
And then he just accidentally flies into a thing.
Yeah.
But speaking of,
that's a movie I'd like to see. Boba Fett accidentally flies into a whole bunch of things.
So what about
he's never been good at anything, really. You know what? It'd be like a Mr. Magoo kind of situation. Like, it's finally revealed that Boba Fett is a terrible bounty hunter. Because in the movies, like, there's been a lot of expanded universe stuff where he's the best bounty hunter.
He is.
And he's amazing.
And that's what he's known for.
And he can't be stopped. But
he, like, fights Vader and all sorts of stuff.
All that is non-canon now.
Yeah.
So I say we reboot him and we make it like he's actually, he's an Inspector Gadget kind of character where he's terrible at his job. But he always bumbles into winning out somehow. How good would that be, right?
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's got like a weird droid sidekick that's always fixing everything for him.
Wacky droid sidekick?
Probably wacky.
Oh, you mean like Brain from Expected Gadget.
Exactly,
he's going through and maybe he's like about to walk up a pit and he puts a board across it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Love it. Yeah, what about the Tales of the Bounty Hunters appeals to you, Mason?
Bounty Hunters?
Yeah.
And no, less the Force.
Yeah.
I reckon because these new ones are going to be Force heavy, right? There's no way out of this, right? Exactly. Because that's what they've got over other sci-fi franchises is the Force.
That's it.
So let's make those ones Force heavy and the side movies.
That's right.
Let's Force heavy.
Let's make those ones prophecies and council meetings.
And people's midichlorians and stronger the Force and...
And the other ones is just like dudes who look terrible kicking the shit out of each other.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Great book, by the way, people. You should read that, even though it's probably non-canon now.
Does it all tie together in the end?
Sort of. Okay. Yeah. There's a couple of them there I'd recommend. Probably the best one, other than the Boba Fett one.
If you read it, if you've got the book, you might as well read all of them.
Sure, yeah.
But don't just tear out the pages of the ones that James doesn't
recommend. Some are better
right
than
now.
Others.
Oh, okay, carry on.
But the IG-88 one is really good.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think that because he just looks like a metal broom in the movie.
Yeah.
But he's got a great backstory.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That also ties into, there's another one called Tales of the Mos Eisley Canteen.
Oh, yeah, where we reveal all the backstories of every character in the... It's like the guy who got his arm cut off.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not... That one's all about mind transfer and stuff.
Really?
It's not a good book.
Okay.
That part isn't, anyway. There are some great stories within that. The Bounty Hunters one's definitely more interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, who cares what the band's backstory is, you know what I mean?
That's true.
I mean, they wrote that great song.
Yep. These would kind of work, I think, maybe, you know, Marvel does the one shots.
Yeah.
And they release them on DVD.
Yeah.
Add those on. Add a tale of the bounty hunter after every.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We're
full of great ideas.
Sure are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my brother also made the suggestion if you're going to do one like that, you make it like a Sin City style movie with a whole lot of interconnected stories coming together. Mm. Like the movie Sin City.
Correct.
And probably Sin City 2, Electric Sin City Aloo.
That's the one, yeah.
I struggle with that. But, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
My brother's got two good ideas.
Huh. A first and second time for everything.
That's it. Do you want it ready for another one?
Yeah, give me another one.
All right. Now, I know a lot of people are saying a Boba Fett film, and it's pretty much confirmed, right? And I thought of this idea, but then I went onto this channel the other day called Emergency Awesome. It's like a big YouTube channel. This guy called Charlie talks about a bunch of stuff. And then he had this exact idea. So
I
subconsciously ripped it off, or maybe...
Nobody has an original idea on the internet,
That's a good point. But basically, his idea...
Except for all the people who had the actual original idea.
Sure. Oh, yeah. His idea, or my idea, because I'm claiming it. Do you remember the game 1313?
The one that was cancelled.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That was going to be a Boba Fett game.
Right.
It was like, you are a bounty hunter or just a guy at the start, but then it was gradually revealed that it was going to be a Boba Fett game.
Okay.
And they cancelled it. And I think maybe the reason they cancelled this game was because it told a Boba Fett story that they wanted to tell in the movies.
Interesting.
Maybe it's a coincidence because they blanket axed everything.
They did, yeah. Which is not weird just because that, people love Star Wars video games.
Yeah. There was a Darth Maul game they were working on and a whole bunch of other stuff. But basically this game, what it was, you chase a bounty hunt. You chase a bounty into the depths of Coruscant,
which is it's the All City,
yeah,
world,
which was introduced in the expanded universe, and then George Lucas stole it.
Great,
well, stole it. It's his, isn't it? But it's not referenced in any of the films.
Mm.
It's like it's the center of the universe. It's where everything happens.
Uh-huh.
But Coruscant, and this is touched upon in there. There's a Han Solo trilogy of books as well, prequel books,
uh-huh,
which are quite good. But anyway, Coruscant is made up of layers, and the deeper you go, the worse it is, like it would be.
Uh-huh.
So we've only really seen the shiny kind of surface,
uh-huh,
but it just gets grimier and grimier, more dangerous and whatever as you go down. It's got this real seedy underworld. So having a Boba Fett story where he goes down, maybe like a Dread-style movie,
yeah,
but with Boba Fett, but don't
And
use...
then at the end, finds his jetpack. Straight out, right? That's how it would go, obviously, right?
Yeah.
There's no way it wouldn't end like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And the idea is also for that character, he lives by a certain code.
Uh-huh.
Like, he does kill whoever a lot of the time, but
sure,
he won't kill,
so
like...
So it's not a...
He won't, yeah.
Particularly strenuously applied to code.
No. He won't kill women or children or attack anybody for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. So, because he does have that Mandalorian code or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And like we talked about before, if you're going to do a Boba Fett spin-off movie, you wouldn't make it the Boba Fett character from the prequels. You take, and somebody floated this idea already, you get somebody to kill that guy and take his armor. Because a Boba Fett that you don't know the backstory is way better
than
one that you do.
But how much basis of that is that just a rumor? Or is that just wishful thinking on people's parts?
Wait, all of that, what I just said,
yeah,
or just that last bit?
Just the last bit.
I think that was a rumor. Yeah, from memory.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's just people saying, "Hey, wouldn't it be great if the movie Boba Fett was killed?"
It probably is
because it sounds great.
Yeah,
but I mean that being said, after Iron Man 3 came out,
yeah,
people were like, "Wouldn't it be great if the Mandarin wasn't that guy? The Mandarin was another guy." Who was, you know, enraged that Ben Kingsley had taken over his
role. Oh, okay.
And then Marvel got wind of that, I assume, and got, you know, they were like, well, we've got to get people back on board with this. And then they made All Hail the King, which was essentially exactly that.
Not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Especially because there was a deleted scene at the end of Iron Man 3 where he explodes. He takes the drug and he explodes.
Huh.
Like the Extremis or Extremis, whatever it's called. So, yeah. No,
okay.
That was definitely an after.
So, fingers crossed... Lucasfilm gets wind of the fact that everybody wants movie Boba Fett to die and be replaced by another Boba Fett.
Exactly.
I would love to see that.
Me too. You don't need to take his helmet off.
Hmm.
Or you do, briefly. Who cares?
And it's Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Or Michael Caine. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, I'd also like to see, maybe work this in, have a bounty hunter, specifically him, fight a Sith. It doesn't work because it doesn't tie into anything else.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to see... Like, the best bounty hunter go up against a Sith warrior.
Yeah,
not a Jedi, because we've seen that.
Yeah.
That the episode 2 is not a good movie, but one of the best bits is when Obi-Wan fights Jango Fett in the rain.
Uh-huh.
That's a great sequence.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But, yeah, I'd love to see that. So, yeah, if they're going to make it, make that movie, and maybe I'm right, maybe it was cancelled for that specific reason, so because they were going to make a similar movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm wrong, and who cares?
Somebody mentioned a couple of weeks back, the Cracked article. I mean, we reference Cracked a lot.
Yeah.
Because Cracked is the font of all ideas.
Yeah.
You know, if two Jedi fighting each other
and
then the lightsaber blades clash together, why not just switch your blade off, have it pass through, and then fire it up again?
Then
Then cut them in half. A lot of people have mentioned that to me. First of all, maybe there's like a spin-up time. Like, you switch it off, it takes a while to fire it back up again.
Okay.
I had another point, though. If you both have Jedi powers, why don't you just switch the other guy's lightsaber off? Right?
Maybe you're always consciously making sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a whole lot of things going on in the Jedi battle that we don't see.
That's probably true, yeah.
I want inner monologue of a Jedi battle then.
Yeah.
Keep your mind on, don't let him press the button to turn it off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We mentioned last week, talking about inner monologues.
Yeah.
We mentioned last week that the next X-Men movie is going to be set in the 80s.
Yes.
Somebody, and it's on Twitter, so I've lost it forever. But they were like, this next movie, I hope it's people, it's a lot of people just saying what their powers are.
Because that is the
ultimate 80s X-Men thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Say your powers as you're doing it.
Yep.
You know, another thing about lightsabers are, when you drop them, they turn off.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Probably be real awkward. Like, what if you drop one and it's still lit up and it's just spinning around on the, you know, it's spinning around like a game of spin the bottle and it's chopping people's legs off? You don't want that.
Just falling through floors.
Yeah. Falling through gantries.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Don't absolutely. Want that. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got another one?
No.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've got another one.
Okay, good.
I was going to say. Okay.
I might think of one, at which point I'll just yell it.
Sure. Yeah, go for it. There's a, people have floated this idea before.
Oh, actually, what I would like is it's set after the Return of the Jedi, and it's just Ghost Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ghost Anakin Skywalker, and they like solve mysteries as ghosts, right? Because what else are they doing?
Good point.
Yeah,
ghost mysteries or regular mysteries?
Probably a combination of both.
Good.
Yeah,
that would make a great TV show.
I think so, yeah.
Do they reference things in the past? Have they got like a Dean Sam Winchester relationship?
I think maybe they've got. I reckon it'd be a father, like a maybe a father son relationship.
Okay.
But it's Alec Guinness, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Hayden Christensen, Anakin, for no reason.
Don't explain it.
Nope, don't explain it.
Well, that sounds amazing.
I know, right?
And that ties me into my next spin-off, which is and people have talked about.
Is
this
it
before.
Is it Luke Skywalker and Anakin Skywalker's severed hands solve mysteries?
Just scurrying around, yep. Like the Addams Family.
Yep.
Sure. No, it's an Obi-Wan story.
Okay.
It's set on Tatooine,
uh-huh.
After episode 3.
Yep.
And you make it like, have you ever seen the movie Unforgiven?
Yes.
With Clint Eastwood?
Yep.
It's basically, that's the movie for those who haven't seen it. It's what happens when your slick gunslinger kind of hero cowboy, like in A Fistful of Dollars, which Clint Eastwood plays. What happens when that guy gets old,
right,
and retires?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so you'd make it like this kind of broken down, you know, mid-50s kind of Jedi,
uh-huh.
living on this shithole planet.
Right.
Right, looking after a kid of the guy who he thinks that he killed, or maybe he doesn't think that he killed. Well, looking after...
maimed, certainly. He knows he maimed him.
Yeah, quite badly. Knowing that all this other turmoil is happening in the galaxy, most of which you caused,
because
you could have stepped in at any point.
Right.
And stopped that. And maybe he... in this process, he goes up against a crime lord, like a Jabba the Hutt kind of local crime, yeah, yeah. Lord.
Or that guy with the wings on his back.
Sure.
Wingsy Snoutor.
Watto.
No, Wingsy Snoutor.
Wingsy Snoutor. Yeah, absolutely. So, like, you know, you open it in a bar or whatever, and he's just being pushed around and whatever, and he's not reacting.
Uh-huh.
And it slowly builds to where he, you know, he gets his confidence back, and he gets involved in this local conflict, and uh-huh. and whatever. He doesn't want to get involved. He's like, look, I've got this other job. I've got to, like, look after this kid. I haven't got time. This other shit's not important or whatever.
Right, right.
Maybe he's got a little kid sidekick. Not really. Don't do that. Yeah. There's also a comic, and I've talked about this before, that's set at this time where Darth Maul comes after him.
Right.
With robotic legs.
Uh-huh.
You could throw that in for whatever
absolutely,
reason, because
yeah.
it would be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it basically builds to... Because you know, at the start of episode 4, he's very brazen about whipping out his lightsaber,
yeah, yeah.
in the bar.
That's
which
true.
He shouldn't be if he's hiding.
Hmm.
But it must get to the point where he's like, now's the time to step up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've got to get back into action. So the movie builds to that, where he's not afraid or ashamed of being a Jedi.
Yep.
And he'll just cut a guy's arm off in a bar, because who cares?
That's right. That sounds pretty... What is... We forget, I guess, is that each of these films is set on a planet. Like,
yeah.
There's a whole planet of stories.
Yeah.
Like, he could be anywhere on Tatooine.
He could.
Probably... You know, probably...
I mean, it's all desert. It's all shit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff going on
there.
There's
probably other terrible bars and moisture farms and whatever, you know?
Moisture farm.
Yeah.
Why would anybody live on that planet?
I don't know. Probably the moisture.
Yeah, I guess. All that sweet, sweet moisture.
I mean, I guess the benefit of owning a moisture farm is you could just fire them all up and then just sit in the middle.
Oh,
get
yeah.
real moist.
It's fun.
You know?
And they drink some sweet blue milk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Would you see that?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Good.
Would I? It feels a little bit Gotham.
Yeah.
Prequel TV series,
sure.
maybe. Okay.
Wouldn't you? I mean, the prequels aren't good. We've talked about that.
What?
Yes.
What? The prequels aren't... I'm doing the character again. The prequels are good? What?
Like you are, but there are elements that are good. Yeah. And one of them, even though he's given fuck all to do.
Wingsy Snoutor.
Wingsy Snoutor. Now is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
And it's particularly the casting. Mm. Even though a lot of the time they talk about the adventures that they've had and you don't see
them. We need to see them. He's like, oh, remember the time we got into a bit of a pickle, didn't we, Anakin? Shut up, you're not the real dad.
Is that your spin-off movie you're talking about?
Yeah.
I would love that ghost. I want old Obi-Wan Kenobi in this ghost detective series. He wears like a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Definitely.
Not explained.
Not explained. Okay, yeah. Good.
So, yeah. But he's the best part of that. And he's talked about it. He'd be like, yeah, I'd come back. So that should be a movie that they should make.
Yeah, cool. All right.
You could also get Owen Blars to come back. And Joel Edgerton played him. He's a great Australian actor.
Absolutely. For now.
For now.
Until he messes up, then he's not.
Yeah, I got one more before we can talk about the
listener suggestions.
Listener suggestions. Let me just take a drink of water.
Okay, cool. I'm out of Nog. It's very disappointing.
All right. People have talked about a Darth Vader spin-off movie, right?
Have they?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Just in rumors and fan fiction or whatever.
Wouldn't it be great if...
Okay. Nothing complete. People are talking about maybe a one where he goes and hunts down various Jedi or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Which would be cool to see.
Which would be a little bit Force Unleashed.
Yeah, true.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one that I want to see, it's a particular story I want adapted. This is worked into what we read and what we're going to read theme song. I'm doing a theme.
Did it just happen?
It probably did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Consider that as part of this.
Okay.
But basically, this story is called, it's a relatively recent one. It's called Darth Vader and the Ghost Prison. And it's by Hayden
Black. That sounds very like a kid's book from the 80s.
It does,
like
yes.
A Trixie Belden or whatever. The Hardy Boys go on a holiday. Darth Vader, whatever the thing that you said.
Ghost Prisons.
There we go.
Yeah. It's by Hayden Blackman, who again wrote The Force Unleashed.
Is he related to Hayden Christensen?
Yes.
Okay.
They're brothers.
Great.
Different last name, same first name.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
That's right.
In the Hayden family.
You know it. But it's a series of, it's a graphic novel or a series of a comic run. There's a whole lot of Darth Vader comics that running at the moment. I think this is the best one. And basically it starts with, it's after the formation of the Empire, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the Emperor's all new and whatever, and Darth Vader's still hunting Jedi and consolidating the power and blah de blah. And anyway, during this time, there's an attempt, a coup, if you will, where some Imperial officers try to take over the Empire. They're like, the guy who's in charge is sick of losing a whole lot of different recruits for this cause that he doesn't believe in anymore, this Galactic Empire.
Uh-huh.
So they make an assassin.
Ideally, what he should have done is maybe train them so they could hit something. You know? Better training would have helped. Look at yourself, mate. Put some more money into that, eh?
You make a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, they make an assassination attempt on the Emperor as well as Darth Vader, and they kill a whole lot of, you know, Grand Moffs.
Sure,
who run the, you know, who run everything and whatever. And to save the Emperor's life, there's a recruit teams up with Darth Vader, this kind of scarred, armless recruit who was, this horrible accident happened to him when he was a child. And they have to go to this place called the Ghost Prison. Right, which is a hidden Jedi...
It's where Obi-Wan and future Anakin Skywalker are hanging out.
That's right,
yeah. Ghost prison.
And they...
You've got us into another situation again, Anakin.
Shut up, Dad! Yep. I mean, Obi-Wan! Yeah. So it's forgotten prison because Darth Vader suspected that he captured a whole lot of political prisoners when he was Anakin Skywalker. Right. And he delivered them to the council. And he's like, hey, here's a guy. What are you going to do with them? And they're like, don't worry about it.
Right.
Get out of here. And so he's like, I want to know where this is going. You're doing something with them. Tell me what you're doing. So Darth Vader finds out that they'd been sending him to this remote hidden prison, which is even, you can't even contact it with the Force for whatever reason.
Sure, yeah.
For whatever contrived
reason. Probably midichlorians.
Yeah, midichlorians. So they have to go and find this hidden prison, and because it's got a whole lot of facilities that will help the Emperor because he's been injured in this in this whole thing. And there's a whole lot of prisoners there that Anakin Skywalker put in there that they are then going to use to take back the Empire.
Right.
And it's a fantastic story. It's grim as fuck.
Okay.
For a Star Wars story, sure, I should say. But it's really, really good. Mm. And if you haven't read it, check out Darth Vader and the Hardy Boys. Also, Darth Vader and the Ghost Prison by Hayden Blackman. So, yeah. Would you see that?
Yeah, I'd definitely see that, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the
idea. We get Darth Vader as a main character, which is interesting. Yeah,
that's it. Oh, he's not the main. There's another guy who's like the main character. Right. But yeah, he's pretty, for all extensive purposes, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Darth Vader that's set between, even though the prequels make zero sense of why he becomes evil.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in the Darth Vader between episode 3 and episode 4. Because he's still a young man.
Right, yeah.
He's just really messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he made some terrible choices that he has to live with. Because he killed some kids and whatever.
Boy, sure he did.
And
he sure
choked
did,
his wife to death or something. So, yeah, that's everything that I want to see. But there's more, so maybe we'll do another one of these another point.
Yeah, good, cool. Yeah, sounds good.
But I've got some listener suggestions, Mason.
Okay, I'm ready.
But before I get to that,
yes,
there's been some rumoured, I would say even pretty much confirmed solo stories, I mean spin-off movies that we're going to see.
Okay.
Right? So this is Hasbro announced their toy lineup for the next 6 years.
Oh, okay, right, that'll do it, yep.
And this is what they're...
Does Hasbro make a toy line for someone?
They do, yeah. And they're pretty good, I guess.
Yep.
Star Wars Rebels, which is the new series that they're making at the moment. It's an animated kids show, whatever. 2014. 2015, the toy lines, Star Wars Episode 7. 2016 is Star Wars... Boba Fett, so that's probably a Boba Fett spin-off. Sure. 2017 is another episode 8. 2018 is the Star Wars Solo, Han Solo movie.
Sure, yep.
Which is probably a prequel, I'd imagine. You don't want to see old Harrison Ford.
Oh, do you though?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's see how he goes in the new one. If he's not dead, if they don't kill him off in the new one.
If they went with Harrison Ford's hatred of Star Wars.
Grumpy Gramps
Harrison Ford. That would be fun. Like, if they were like, look, he hates this. Let's build something around the fact that he hates it.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing, right? Yeah.
He doesn't want to put up with anything. He doesn't want to hear about magic or prophecies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
he has to fight Boba Fett at the end. Old Harrison Ford, Han Solo, fights Boba Fett.
That'd be pretty good. Mm.
All right, yeah, sure, I'll say that.
Like a grumpy old man kind of thing?
Yeah.
Kind of situation, yeah.
Like Unforgiven,
yeah.
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 With Han Solos.
All right, and then episode 9?
Episode 9. And the last one is called Star Wars Red 5.
Oh, there's going to be one after.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Red 5, for
that
those...
That was Luke Skywalker's?
His call sign when he attacks the Death Star.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's an X-Wing squadron kind of ish move. So maybe you could do that Star Wars Wraith one that I mentioned earlier that I thought of by myself without my brother's help.
The record states you didn't. You needed help for that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's also been rumors of another one. They were talking about a young Yoda one. That's terrible, right?
Terrible, really.
No one wants to see a bloody...
Ugh. Unless it starts with him talking normally and then he receives a blow to the head at some point.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know the best thing about Yoda, aside from just making him a puppet and not lightsaber everybody...
Yep.
Is that you don't know where he's from. You don't know what species he is. Well, initially, now we kind of know what he is. And the point of him is that he's not this amazing... Well, that he is this great warrior, whatever. He's tiny, but he can do these amazing things because you don't have to be a super handsome, tall, athletic guy or whatever to be a hero.
Right.
That's the point. I don't want to see Yoda Chronicles or whatever.
No, that's like, right.
I don't need to see it. Mm-hmm. Remember that Windows Yoda game? It's like a top-down perspective.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Was it called Yoda Chronicles?
Let's assume it was called Yoda Chronicles.
Yoda Chronicles. Another one was... Now, he's not going to do this because he's doing Justice League and Batman vs. Superman. Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Blah. Zack Snyder was going to do... Or they're talking about a Seven Samurai-style Jedi movie.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have Jedi that aren't all weird monk men.
That's
like
true.
You get a variety. You get the cynical one.
You get the cowboy one. You get the clown one.
You get the astronaut one.
One's an astronaut. One's a fireman.
One's a duck. Not explained.
Not explained. Why would you? Alien duck.
So there you go. Yeah, okay. So that's what we got to look forward to.
And that's
to.
Interesting because that would take it full circle because Star Wars originally was based on a samurai film. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hidden Fortress?
Hidden Fortress, yeah.
Takeshi's Castle.
Takeshi's Castle, yep. Just a lot of people just running into big foam pillars and falling into water.
Yep, that's it. All right, here's some listener requests, Mason.
Ready.
Friends of the show.
So we should pass these along.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And we don't really have to because Lucas is listening.
You know he is.
Yeah.
Intently.
Mm.
We hate you. You're a dickhead.
I know.
He's all right. But he gets a lot of hate.
We'll never become the pod race announcers. Somebody suggested on Twitter that we should be the pod race announcer.
I saw that,
the two-headed pod race announcer. Thank you for that. I would love to be that.
Me too.
We've burned way too many bridges, assuming anyone is listening to this, which they are not.
That's right. Yep. Look, George Lucas gets a lot of hate, a lot of it justified. But he's done a lot of good things for movies, I guess, probably. Yeah. Right?
And he gave all that money to charity.
Yeah, so. That's right, exactly. And he needs a filter.
Yeah,
he needs someone to go, let's back this up and you know, we can tweak this or whatever. Yeah. That's what he needs.
All right, listen.
Like anybody, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anybody. Yeah. Oh, listener suggestion.
We're great. We haven't had any silly ideas.
Never.
Bring on the ghosts, Solvi detectives, force detectives.
Trevor Miles says, a movie based on the game Republic Commando, set between episodes 6 and 7. Do you remember that game? I think it was on the Xbox.
I do remember that, yeah.
I always wanted to play it, but I didn't have an Xbox, so I couldn't play it. It's a first-person shooter where you're clone commandos.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
How amazing would that be?
Pretty good.
As a game, or a movie, or neither or either.
Correct.
So, yeah, thank you, Trevor.
How about a Band of Brothers-style TV series set in the Empire?
That would be awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah. Do you set it on Hoth? Well, there's a lot of sitting around on Hoth until I got attacked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it lasted like 10 minutes.
Oh, no, I meant more in the sense of like it's the Imperial forces.
Oh, you're in the Imperial okay. Forces, yeah, sure.
Or both sides. Both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, like The Wire.
Pitted against each other. Mm. Any good character usually on that's from the Empire eventually switches sides in the, expanded universe.
That's
Han Solo was an Imperial officer.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he gets his boots from. Sweet boots. Still wears them.
Great.
They're a good fit.
Yeah.
He's worn them in, so.
Yeah.
Matthew East says, and we talked about this as well, love to see one that focuses on...
A friend of mine, a side note.
Yeah.
You can probably edit this out, but a friend of mine, she wanted to stretch out some boots. She got some boots, but they were a little stretching out.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
She was told that you put like alcohol, like you can stretch them out with like isopropyl alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. So she like soaked her socks in alcohol and put them on and then...
No.
I think she got a little drunk.
Oh, really?
It's pretty funny.
I thought you were going to say she got some horrible foot infection.
No, I mean, not yet. It was a couple of days ago, so probably.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can, what is that? If you rub garlic on a baby's feet, you can smell it on its breath, apparently.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because they're real thin babies or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know how babies work.
Anyway, I think she got a little drunk.
Good. That works, huh?
Evidently.
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now.
Okay, anyway,
sorry.
A little
show like that.
Boots.
Yeah, Matthew E says, one that focuses specifically on... Bounty Hunters. He's like, yeah, sure, Boba Fett, but there's other ones from, like, the Clone Wars shows, like Cad Bane.
Uh-huh.
He talks about, like, Dengar and Bosk and 4LOM, all those ones that we talked about before. So kind of like a spaghetti western in the Star Wars universe.
I'd like to see an astromech Bounty Hunter.
Oh, just yeah, that'd
now
be
that
cool.
I'm thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
What kind of gadgets would he have?
Like a flyy gadget and
a flyy gadget. Shooty gadget.
Like a little wheel.
Like a little computery gadget.
Yep.
That'd be good.
That would be good.
What I would... No, you know what would be great?
There's actually a guy inside him.
Yeah,
like
no,
it's revealed.
I would say, like, and this would be very R2-DTC-3PO, but basically, it's an astromech, and he's being reprogrammed as a bounty hunter.
Yep.
And he's got, like, a protocol droid that follows him around that translates all his threats.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. So he'd be, like, full of, like, tough guy cliches or whatever, and catchphrases or whatever, and the protocol droid would have to translate for him.
That is amazing.
We're putting you on ice, but it would be like, beep, 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 you know?
That's amazing. Wade Reese, as far as Star Wars ideas he'd like to see Mason's idea of a Death Star heist taking place during episode 4. Do you remember when you brought that up?
Yeah, yeah, vaguely.
Yeah.
I say a lot of stuff, though.
Sure.
That would be good, yeah, yeah. Because there's a lot of surface area in that Death Star, you know? It's probably heaps of good stuff in there.
It's probably at least...
Probably proton torpedoes that you could steal.
Yep.
Maybe
they're just there to bust someone out that they kind of
yeah,
do that,
yeah, bust
I guess.
Somebody out, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's all sorts of stuff going on in the Death Star. It's
yeah,
the
yeah.
size of a small moon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a space station, or it is a space station, whatever they determine in the movie.
Correct.
So, yeah, that would be great.
That would be great.
They bust in on the Death Star in the Jedi Force Unleashed game.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That ends on the Death Star.
Cool.
And he, like, smashes Darth Vader's helmet off. It's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Also, I'd like some, you know what I'd like? Some consistency in force powers. What's the roof on that? Do you know what I mean? What's the limit?
Well, you can bring down a Star Destroyer, as we've discussed.
Yeah, like...
pull it out of orbit.
But why is he pulling Star Destroyers out of the sky and Luke Skywalker's, like, struggling to lift a rock or whatever?
It's about believing in yourself.
Yeah, sure. So he believed he could do that.
Yep.
That, by the way, is one of the worst sections of any video game.
Because it takes forever to do.
Ever. It's so bad. They mustn't have playtested that.
Not at all.
Looks great on the cover of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But shit section. Mm. Jamie Duncan says, Jar Jar faces up against Darth Malgus during a time rift. I'm assuming he's like one of the first Darth people.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I didn't mention the, you know, the Knights of the Old Republic games. Because uh-huh. I've never played them.
Mm.
But a lot of people have written in about those as well, but I'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, it calls for other supporting horror, and then he calls for help from other horrible CGI characters like Dexter from the diner. You remember Dexter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The four-armed. Uh huh. Thing or
oh,
whatever.
Dexter Jetster.
Dexter
sure.
Jetster yeah, 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 and the yeah. chubby guy from Naboo.
Great.
And then he's tragically killed and cloned. The end.
I love it.
I want an all CGI wacky characters movie as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew Wigger says, students at Luke Skywalker's new Jedi Academy. Since Luke needs to build the ranks fast, I'm thinking there'd be young adults rather than children. Something like Chronicle, but more fun and no found footage.
It's Darth Malgus.
Oh, I know him.
Yep.
He's all, yeah, he is. He's in that thing. I've seen a footage of that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just at the 7-Eleven.
Great.
But yeah, what do you think of that? So
Jedi Academy, cool.
So you know, you could bring in a Kyle Katarn, but they wouldn't be kids, would they? He'd get like people who had lived their lives who have force potential.
Yeah, yeah.
Who he
yeah.
then brings into the fold.
There'd be a young hothead. There'd be a nerd. There'd be a cowboy.
There'd be
an astronaut.
There'd be a duck.
There'd be a duck. I like the sound of that, yeah.
Me too. Jamie Garden says, best Star Wars spin-off imaginable. The Star Wars Holiday Special 2, Jar Jar and the Ewoks, Electric Boogaloo, film gold. You yes. ever seen the Star Wars?
No, I haven't. I should really...
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
It's as bad as they say.
Wow,
it's
okay.
impossibly bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's...
And they're celebrating some sort of holiday...
Life day.
Alien life
yeah, it's,
day.
It's
okay,
like
right.
alien Wookiee Christmas
right,
or
okay,
something.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
It's baffling that it exists. Princess Leia sings a song about Life Day to the tune of the Star Wars theme.
A day that makes us want to celebrate the night. A day that brings the promise.
Ugh. How about... it's a sequel, and it's another group of people. It's maybe one, you know what it is? It's Han Solo's been trapped in another Star Wars Day, like, situation.
Yeah.
And then some sort of Imperial insurgents attack, and then it's Die Hard.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Broken down old Han Solo?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that would be very... Because he's tired of being there.
Oh,
he's like,
that
this
would
is the
be
worst.
Great. Mm-hmm. So yep. it's just set in like a building.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe in Coruscant?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Well,
we found some
positivity in the Star Wars Christmas special.
Star Wars Die Hard.
Yep.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Seamus Cain says...
That's a great name, by the
it
way.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The first Jedi movie. Who he was and how he came
quick
to...
Quick side note, your initial screen name for this thing was Seamus Sunday.
That's right, because yeah. I think it's Irish for James or something.
Okay, right.
So I just went, I'll just do that.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm pretty cool, aren't I?
No. No, you are. You're cool. You're a cool guy.
Seamus Cain says the first Jedi movie. Who he was and how he came to learn all that cool Force stuff and build his lightsaber. And then maybe in the sequel you could see him train someone who becomes the first Sith. Boom.
Good.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you reckon they'll bring back the Sith in the new Star Wars?
No.
They probably will.
Yeah. Heaps.
Heaps. Dan Miles says, Star Wars story he'd love to see, but this is one he doesn't want to see. No Boba Fett. And he makes a good point here.
Yep.
Even though we talked about how much we'd like to see that.
Uh-huh.
I never understood the love for him. He was just a guy in colored armor. Might as well be a stormtrooper.
Good point.
Because a lot of the love for him, as we mentioned, it comes from the fans building up
yeah,
their
yeah.
expectations of him. Because in it, as I said, he like fights Darth Vader and he travels across the galaxy and he's got a gadget for everything. He's like the Batman of Star Wars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can absolutely see his point.
But we never see him being...
No, that's what I'm saying. In the expanded universe
yeah,
you
yeah,
do,
yeah.
but in the movies you don't see
you don't
him
see
do
him...
anything.
Ultimately, he could be a stormtrooper because just a stormtrooper with a jetpack.
Yeah,
because
he is. He's a clone.
Yeah, yeah. But he puts on that jetpack and then he just flies into the mouth of a Sarlacc. So So ultimately, that's what, if you gave a stormtrooper a jetpack, that's what they'd do. They'd be so inept, they'd fly into the mouth of a giant monster creature, right? And that's what exactly what he did, so you're right. He is just a stormtrooper. He's probably weirdly coloured because he fell through like a spray paint aisle of a mall. And he lit up his flamethrower and then all the paint cans exploded. That's why he's green.
Really good point. Mm. You and Dan should write that movie.
I think so.
You and Dan Miles. Jesse Wheeler says, and this is one that I wish I'd thought of, I'd love to see some sort of martial arts in the movie. There's a lack of kicks and punches to the face in Star Wars movies. I think it'd be cool to see some kind of the raid style fighting with Jedi Kung Fu.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And since Game of Thrones is incredibly popular, maybe like a medieval Star Wars, because he wants to see a lightsaber joust.
Oh!
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So, we don't... Yeah, you're right. We don't... They're supposed to be incredibly well-trained fighters. Yeah. We don't really see a lot of... We see the occasional kick.
Yep.
Like, there'll be a block, and then somebody will kick somebody off a balcony or something.
There's one bit in episode one.
Yep.
And where Darth Maul's fighting Qui-Gon, and it happens in a split second. I remember at the time it blowing my mind, because I'd never seen it before. Yeah, they kind of go shoulder to shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Qui-Gon kind of blocks him, and then he just... fist backhands him, like, right, across the head. It's, yeah, amazing. Yeah. Like, it's a split second.
Right.
Just clubs him. Uh-huh. And Liam Neeson is giant. Right. So you know that would hurt.
Right, right, right.
So yeah, more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose there's kind of a... Like, there's... It's Star Wars are weird because there's a lot of weird... There's a lot of limb chopping off.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not particularly visceral.
No.
Like, there's not... There's really not...
They say it seals the wound.
Exactly, yeah.
Even though...
There's very rarely any blood.
Even
there?
Though episode four, you see him cut off his arm and there's blood.
Right, right,
and whatever.
Right.
That's the only time. But yeah.
But there's very little actual... Like, you know, you'll watch a martial arts film and somebody will... You know, their head will smack into a wall and you really feel that... That crunch.
Yeah.
And wet kind of crunch, thud, crunch kind of thing. You never see anything like that.
You don't. You're
in
right.
In a weird universe where people are getting all their limbs chopped off and falling into lava. It's quite...
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty visceral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, but that's right at the end.
Yeah, you're
I
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Across the whole, across
no,
the
good
whole movie.
Point.
You know?
But the problem is with this kind of stuff, and I'll talk about this. I know. I'll talk about it a bit later. Doesn't matter. Well, there's a couple ideas down.
That, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Great idea, Jesse. Love it. Daxon, you know Daxon, he had the Spider-Man cosplay.
Yeah, absolutely.
He tweeted me a while back. I don't know, that's not how you say it, but he tweeted me, right? That's how I'm going to say it. He said, can I be the official Spider-Man?
He tweeted you.
He tweeted me. He said, can I be the official Spider-Man of the podcast? Yes.
Yes.
Done.
Yeah.
So yes. I didn't reply at the time. It was one of those things where it gets so banked up and I'm like, I'm never going to find that tweet again.
Right, right.
But yes, you are Daxon. Mm. You're the official Spider-Man.
Yeah. Even above the actual Spider-Man.
Yep.
Above Andrew Garfield, above Tobey Maguire, certainly.
He wants to see a proper adaptation of the first Knights of the Republic game.
Yep.
The story is solid and the characters are complex. It's the perfect material. I played that game for hours until I did literally every side mission, which if you're unfamiliar with the game, it's got more side missions than you can shake a lightsaber at. And I can shake it a lot. Just fucking shake it.
Stop shaking the lightsaber!
It'd also be cool to see...
If you could add a sound effect in there so it makes it sound like you're shaking a lightsaber.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
It'd also be cool to see a Rogue Squadron movie with a team of X-Wing fighters doing missions and maybe led by young Luke. Also, a movie where Boba Fett slaughters Gungans. Sure.
Okay, yeah, cool. Nice.
Just work that into a movie somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like the final sequence of Rambo, the most recent Rambo film.
Yeah.
And he's just on like a mounted gun and he's just riddling with bullets.
That would be great.
Maybe just open with that.
Yeah, sure. But then never explain it.
Yeah, yeah,
never go
yeah.
back, never rescue them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jack Sheehan, he sent in a few good ideas, some of which we mentioned. But the one, we talked about this before, the main one, I think, is the Death Troopers storybook, which is basically, as he mentions, it's Star Wars with zombies. Awesome.
Mm.
So, yeah. He said they'd have to change parts of it, the plot, but regardless, it would be amazing. It would be amazing. Like a Han Solo, it's a Han Solo kind of Chewbacca story with the zombies. Have you read it?
No, but you've mentioned a lot.
Sure. But the thing is, though, they'll never, ever, ever, ever make that ever.
Really?
Well, it's owned by Disney. They're not going to make a Star Wars zombie movie, are they?
Oh.
Even with the Avengers and whatever, you only take them so far.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you're right, that visceral thing.
Yeah.
You can't have anybody chomp somebody's neck, right?
That's exactly
yeah, yeah,
it.
Okay, good point.
So, yeah.
All right. Back
there
burner.
You go. We've done it, Mason.
We did it.
Every Star Wars story you could possibly imagine.
And even some you couldn't even imagine, we imagined them. How good are we?
So, yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. We might do another one of these down the line.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's plenty more ideas people are going to keep sending in.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Some of those were great. I enjoyed those a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All were good. Some were great. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Look, what was I going to say? I'm sorry if I've missed yours as well. I try to put in as many as I can. Sometimes I miss emails as well. Like, I'll get them late and then I don't check them all.
Exactly.
So I apologize.
And then you find them weeks later and you're like, oh, the longer I wait on this, weirder it's going to get. Yeah. I have a lot of those backed up.
That's it. So yeah, again, I've said this before. I cannot, you know, include everything and everyone and reply to everybody, unfortunately. But Mason can, so.
Oh yeah, good point.
At Wikipedia Brown.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. It's time for Mason for real this time. What we read and what we're going to read. Theme song.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Thanks, Steve Perry.
No worries.
Yeah. Have you got something? What we're going to read?
I don't.
Cool.
Tell me yours and I'm going to read that, the one you were talking about earlier, the ghost prison
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm
it's awesome.
Bored with that. Yeah,
definitely. Now, if you're looking for a good Boba Fett...
Oh, I haven't. Last week I said I was going to watch Penny Dreadful. I haven't watched it yet.
Me neither.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
But it's...
a spin-off, one assumes.
There's no time cap on when we're going to read.
That's
it,
true.
You know, so.
When we're going to read, could any time we're going to read.
Now, Mason, if you're looking for a good Boba Fett... backstory.
Yep.
There's a story called Star Wars Episode 2 Attack of the Clones. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It tells the story of a young...
Episode 2? Star Wars Episode 2?
Yeah, it's really good.
Great.
It's probably the best story ever told in literary history. No, for reals. Aside from the Ghost Prison one I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah.
There's game trailers. You familiar with them?
Yep.
They're a website, a video game website,
uh-huh.
And they do these retrospective videos. This is something a bit different. I'm recommending today.
Uh-huh.
I like to branch out.
Sure.
Sometimes I think of ideas that not even I imagine.
Multimedia.
Yeah. So yeah, they did this episode, this series of episodes in 2008, leading up to The Force Unleashed coming out.
Uh-huh.
They go through every Star Wars game that's ever been made.
Yep.
It's broken up into sections, into multiple episodes, but they've also got one video there that goes for 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 8 seconds. It's massive.
Have
right?
you watched that?
I've watched it in parts.
Right.
Yeah. I was actually just watching a little bit of it this morning. But the good thing is you can skip to the games that you're interested in. Because, like, you've got your early Atari
well, one
days.
One has never ceased. Technology. Skip to any part of the video.
No, but I mean, it's broken up. You can you can see the sections and, like, the chapters. So if you Google GT Retrospectives full episode Star Wars, and the first result says 18 minutes and 8 seconds,
yep.
But it's cut off. It actually, the first result should say 3 hours, 18 minutes, and 8 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Just because I double-checked this just yep. to make sure. So, yeah, like, if you want to skip over the early Atari games and and whatever, you can, obviously.
Don't
like,
know. Have a look at what
sure,
might have
been, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But, like, there's a whole lot of ones that I'm not really interested in. Like, they go through all the prequel ones.
Uh-huh.
And there's some okay prequel games that I remember playing.
Pod Racer.
I had Pod Racer.
Great.
Yeah. But I won a Nintendo 64 when I was a kid. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I won it from a radio station. They gave me Pod Racer with it.
Great.
Do you want to know how I won it?
Yes.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, well then definitely.
I did a C-3PO impersonation.
Can you do it now?
No.
No, you can though.
I'm a robot! Look at me, I'm gold!
No, that's a fake impression.
He's
tell you
just
what,
British.
No pressure, but if you want to do it at the end,
okay,
it's
fine.
Okay.
Man, there is a lot of pressure. I've never done it since, and it wasn't good, but I beat the other guy, I tell you that much.
Mm.
That was before episode... one came out or whatever.
Right.
And the idea was that the radio show was going to get all the people, because they were doing one every night, and get everybody together, and they were going to record like a Star Wars parody
uh-huh.
using all those people.
Sure.
Including me.
Right, okay.
But it never happened. Thank
no, that's
Christ.
Disappointing, yeah.
I'm so happy. I was so relieved.
I'm so disappointed that didn't happen, because then it'd be on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And,
oh, man. Yeah. How amazing would have that been?
Great.
So, yeah, history of Star Wars games. It's if you like Star Wars or anything.
I sort of do
games,
sometimes.
Absolutely check it out.
Intermittently, I like Star Wars.
Yeah. Well,
this has made me like Star Wars a little bit.
Sure.
You know what? The only thing that's going to ruin that is watching a Star Wars film after this.
Well, it's a rich universe, Mason.
Sure
it's
is.
It's like the Tron universe. It's better to think about than watch.
Correct.
So, yeah. Check it out. Game trailers, GT retrospectives, full episode, Star Wars. I want to do a Star Wars games episode. Any ones, other ones stand out for you? The X-Wing games and the TIE Fighter games?
I loved X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
But actually, just TIE Fighter was good too.
Just TIE Fighter. Because it went X-Wing first, and then they kind of refined it, and then they made TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
And then they made X-Wing versus
I think
TIE
so,
Fighter.
Yeah.
And then they made Sam and Max Hit the Road. But that might have been before.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Wasn't a direct spin-off though.
No.
Sam and Max Hit the Road.
Yeah. Any other ones that you probably want to on this?
The Super actually the old NES and Super Nintendo.
You got your Super Star Wars and
yeah,
you got
those
the other
were
one.
Great. Those
one
were
of them, the Nintendo one, is where Darth Vader turns into a scorpion.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. James Rolfe, the angry video game nerd, actually. If you want to, he's got a really good episode on Star Wars games.
But they were really good. You were all different characters. You had to retrieve your light. You have to retrieve a lightsaber.
Yeah.
From some the Super Star Wars Super Empire Super Jedi ones were just really amazing. Really good. Yeah.
I don't understand why they can't do like another Jedi game like Jedi Outcast or Jedi Knight. Just get that lightsaber combat right.
Oh, they don't have the rights to the term Jedi anymore, so they're not allowed. LucasArts lost it.
Okay.
So in the next couple of Star Wars
Fox
games...
Fox owned it.
Yeah. So we're not allowed to say Jedi anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we say it on the show?
They're going to say midichlorian cadets from this point forward in all the new Star Wars movies.
All right. Got a few letters this week, Mason.
Okay.
Kent DJ Collapse Oki. Long name. Great name. Mm-hmm. He gets anxious while driving, he says. He does a lot of driving because his girlfriend lives quite a while away. He said this podcast helps. It's like having two people in a car with him.
Watch out for that tree!
I hope you didn't kill him just then. Or
me too.
Oh, good. Yeah. But a few weeks ago, he traveled 5 hours to see his girlfriend. When he got into town, they went to a small, locally owned comic book themed restaurant called Supper Heroes.
And we were there. How did that happen?
I know. Weird, right? It's his second time there, but they must have changed the menus.
Supper Heroes. That's a good, solid pun name.
That's it. He started laughing his ass off, and he immediately knew what he was ordering. And he sent us a picture. He sent us in a picture of the Forget About It burger.
Yeah.
He says, so if for some bizarre reason you find yourself in the deep south of the US, I'll take you guys to this amazing restaurant, probably.
Absolutely.
I would love that.
That sounds great.
Never been to the States. We should go.
Okay, good.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Going to the States.
Oh, I got work, so.
Yeah, I only had one ticket too, so.
Okay,
so,
cool. Yeah. But yes, is this shout-out worthy? Yeah, yes.
Shout-out!
If not for me, then Supper Heroes. I think it deserves a shout-out. New York style, forget about it.
Yeah,
you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Supper Heroes, forget about it. Your burger's pretty good. Don't forget about it, actually. That wasn't worthy of the burger, I feel. Oh, well. Do you want to do it?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Billy Arundel says, Mason.
Yep.
I'm in Canada.
Great, shout out. Okay, move on. Look, we've all done stuff, mate. We've all been places. Okay? No, continue. Sorry.
He says he's not used to bats in his house, more so wild mooses or moose or mice.
Moose-eye.
Yeah. Arctic
Mussolini's.
Foxes. Arctic foxes and that kind of thing. So he handled it the best way he could. So he got a bat in the house, right? He decided to stun it with a lacrosse stick and then scoop it up and return to the wild. That's foolproof.
Yeah.
In many ways.
That's his also Batman's only weakness. Hit him with a lacrosse stick.
Instead, he accidentally beat the life out of it with one swing. I like to think the impact of the wall. You like to think that it was the impact of the wall that did it. Well, look, either way, you kill that bat.
Yep. Come on. Yeah.
Wait, you said stun? Stun the life out of it. Does that mean dead?
The life out of it.
Yes.
It sounds like... let's assume he didn't.
Okay, good.
Let's assume that the bat was fine and it went to live on a farm.
And they had a beer together.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. He wonders how Bruce Wayne could stay so calm with the, you know, the...
the bats.
It's a really good point.
Yeah.
That'd be really hard to work on the bat computer when you just get swarms of bats just...
Probably takes a lot of Valium.
It probably does. So I ask you two as Australians, despite being in the south or whatever with fewer crazy animals, how much you have handled it. I've had this happen to me. I did it with a washing basket.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, good call. Yeah.
Just kind of place it over the top.
Yeah.
You don't need to beat the life out of an animal.
Yeah, we do have a lot of giant spiders.
We do. Oh, I'll beat the life out of them.
Yeah. You know, no, I'll put like a bowl over them.
Yeah.
Like a big dessert bowl or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Like an ice cream container.
Then you've got a delicious dessert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, ice cream container, slip of paper, you know? Then I really anxiously walk to the door, and then I just sort of panic and throw the whole thing outside.
I've got this habit, and I think it comes from my mum. If I do catch a giant spider,
yep.
We say mum here as well. It's probably a bit weird, isn't it?
And giant spider.
And giant spider?
Jew and spooder is what they say.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Like roof and roof?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll get one in a jar... And I'll have to keep it in that jar until I show somebody. Be like, look at this fucking spider. Look how big it is. And then I get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because I have to prove that there was a giant spider. But he said, have you had a similar situation with like other animals even? Have you been attacked by anything?
When I was a young lad, I was in, I think it was, might have been Thailand or something like that.
Sure.
It's all vague.
Yeah.
Beyond a certain couple
somewhere
of
years. Weird.
Somewhere weird. And it was like, I was with my parents and we went to some sort of like a place where it's just monkeys. It's like a monkey habitat. So there's a lot of monkeys. And then I was like, I paused briefly along this trail to like look at something or take a photo or something like that.
Yeah.
And my parents just moved on. And then I looked, then I stopped taking the photo or whatever. And I looked around and realized I'm surrounded by angry monkeys. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? Cause I'm like 10, 9 or 10 or something. I'm like, what do? Is the idea, do I not look them in the eye or I do look them in the eye?
That's right.
Bare your teeth, don't bare your teeth. What's going on? Like, and they're all surrounding me. And I didn't have any more bananas to give them or whatever. And like another tourist walks past and like they lean in and they're like, they're going to kill you or something. And I'm like, no, and I just ran away. It's pretty great.
They didn't kill you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I used to, there was a lot of snakes when I lived up north. I've talked about the crocodiles or whatever. Uh-huh. So I'd go running. You never go running at dawn and dusk. First of all, don't run at dawn because that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay in bed. But like whenever I'd run, like as it was getting dark, you'd always come across at least one snake.
Right.
Just lying in the middle of the road. And one of the time, like forever nearly, not forever, but it happened enough that, I don't know, once a month, you'd nearly step on a very poisonous snake.
Uh-huh.
And this one time I remember there was a snake in the middle of the path. I'm like, is that dead? Because I just got there. And they're like, no, it's not dead. Don't touch it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. So I picked up a rock.
Yep.
This is like 2 years ago, by the way. And I just dropped this rock in the middle of this snake. And it's like, ah! Like rears up. Like, fucking hell. Let's get out of here. For all I know, that snake is still pinned under that rock.
Hmm. So it was a big rock.
Yes. Right. No, I think he got away. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Ducks, though. I've been attacked by ducks on 3 separate occasions.
Uh-huh.
And this stems back to when I was a child, right? When I was very...
When you're a Sith apprentice?
That's right.
You kept getting attacked by those duck Jedi?
Please don't judge me for this story, by the way, people who are listening.
To.
When I was 6, I went to a park and there was a lake, right? Uh-huh. And there was like some ducks in this lake.
Yep.
And there was like a beer bottle next to the lake. And you're a kid, you're like throwing things.
Yeah, boy,
so I picked up this beer bottle and I threw it. And I wasn't aiming for it.
Right.
And I hit this duck in the middle of the back.
Yep.
And it just went under and it didn't come up.
Wow.
Or it may have come up somewhere far away or whatever.
I suspect it probably went through like an underwater tunnel and it came up in another pond. So you're in the clear.
I hope so. And I felt terrible and I still feel terrible. But since then, I've been attacked by ducks on 3 separate occasions.
You think they can smell it on you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
The smell of duck murder.
I love animals. Mm. Not so much that I won't smash a spider in half.
Yeah, yeah.
But
or kill a duck with a bottle. Just glass of duck.
And anyway, so when I was, I don't know, maybe 14, 15, I had a school assignment. We had to go to like a local wildlife-y thing and collect some water samples and take some photos of nature or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I go into these kind of reeds and there's this duck lying there.
Uh-huh.
And it's got these whole lot of baby ducks around it.
Yep.
And it's got one, I'm with my dad, by the way, who's got the camera. It's got one wing kind of splayed out over the baby ducks and it's got this real glassy eye.
Yep.
And it looks like it's dead.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, this duck's dead and it's left its kids or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of come in closer and as I get close, out of the corner of my eye, like top left, I see this shadow just block the sun.
Uh-huh.
And it must have been the other duck in the family.
Yeah.
Just
daddy duck.
Just bear down on me and just start like pecking the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm ducking and running.
You're
right?
Ducking and running.
Ducking and running.
Yeah.
And then I get away and I finally look up and the duck's waddling away. They're all alive, by the way.
Right,
that duck was faking it or I just misread that situation.
A carefully laid duck trap.
That's right. And I look up and my dad is like 100 meters away laughing his ass off.
Yep.
So he'd totally predicted this was going to happen and he'd already gone.
He'd see some duck scenarios in his time, duck ambushes.
Yeah, that's it. Mm. He grew up on a farm, he knows. Yep. So I've never been attacked by anything really terrible except ducks.
Just ducks.
Just fucking
so many ducks.
Ducks again and again.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, one more shout out, Mason.
Yeah.
Mega... Oh, God.
Give me the thing. I'll read
it. There we go. It's the one with the cursor is going.
Okay.
He wanted a birthday shout out and a name pronounce.
I'm going to say Maganitri.
All right.
Which is a super cool name.
It is.
His birthday today, the 31st of May, which was yesterday.
It's the first today.
It's
for
the
us.
First. We missed it. Well, happy birthday and shout outs.
He got me.
I think it'll be hilarious to hear you guys attempt to say my name. I'm going to say Maganitri Putri.
I disagree.
Email back in. Let us know if I got that right.
And let me know if I got it right as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You called them muggles. It's weird.
That's it. Thank you. I think that's a show, Mason.
That's fantastic. We did it again.
We did.
Thanks for all the listener suggestions.
Man, brilliant.
Got some good stuff out
of it. I don't know what we're doing next week, but
so
I would have said listener suggestions for next week, but I don't know what we're doing. So anyway.
Just suggest some stuff.
Just whatever.
Anything you want.
That's it.
Yeah.
The Brute and the Basilisk.
Just suggest some stuff we should do with our lives. buy some shares or something, you know?
Yeah.
Don't have any shares.
I think I used to, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The Brute and the Basilisk.
For our wonderful theme songs every week.
Thank you very much. Also, just a quick heads up. Today, Mason, so it'll be up by now. I put up a video on why Spider-Man is broken, the film series.
Uh-huh.
And why X-Men is great.
Ooh.
I think it's a good video. Yeah, so check it out on youtube.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yeah.
And find me on Twitter at MrSundayMovies. Find Mason on Twitter.
At Wikipedia Brown.
Also email the show, Weekly Planet Pod, on Facebook, email, and Twitter. The best place to do it is probably email, though.
Gmail.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Weekly Planet Pod, Gmail. Got something there to shout out or promote?
No, I was just looking at your YouTube page.
I haven't put it up yet.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but I will.
Oh.
It'll be up by now.
Yep.
It's a real classic.
It's a real humdinger.
It did. Oh, and thank you to those people who watched my the inner Easter egg video.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of sites picked it up.
Oh.
It's got like 130,000 views or something. I'm really annoyed. Well, not annoyed. It's great. Fantastic. Got a lot of new subscribers from it, but I made a few errors in it.
Okay, right. So you're going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I said instead of Azazel, I said Azrael.
Oh.
I know. And then the first person who said it, he was real cool about it. I can't remember who it was. He's like, it's pronounced this. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
Yep.
So everyone's like, you idiot. You don't know anything about it. So, yeah.
Yep.
I wish it was one of my videos I put more thought into.
To be fair, you know some things about something.
That's true.
Yeah, so and don't let them get you down, mate.
No, no, it's fine. Yeah, most people are great. Who am I kidding? You focus on the bad because I'm a negative person.
Correct.
But like other things like, what was it? A lot of these aren't Easter eggs or whatever, which is true. So if I don't include at the end, like certain characters return, for example,
yep.
Then someone will go, well, what about the bit where so-and-so returned? Even though I know it's not an Easter egg.
Right, right.
You got to put in every reference or whatever, because otherwise people are like, what about this? You know, oh, God. You can't win, Mason.
You cannot.
But I'm pretty happy.
Who wants to win, though? You know, it's just important you play the game. The YouTube video game.
Sure is.
Yep.
Thanks, everyone?
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
All right.
It's a good one. All
right. Have a good week.
See you guys. See you next week. Bye.
Now you can have these almonds because you had a good show, mate.
Yeah, victory almonds.
Mason had a bowl of almonds that I gave him before we started, and he made a promise.
They're real good.
Not to eat the almonds.
Even though I'm out of nog, they're still pretty good.
Can I have an almond?
No, never mind.
Can I have an almond?
No.
You son of a bitch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.